1330 KHAS.
We're back in Loup City tonight in between games as we got set for the boys game here tonight between Loup City and Adams Central. We just spent a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Zach Foster. And coach, you're playing your second game of the weekend. Nice win for you on Tuesday over Sandy Creek. Your feelings on the game?
Well, we were really happy at Sandy. Early in the game, we had some things that didn't really go our way. Shots weren't falling. We were competing, but we had a little bit of adversity, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. I thought we fought through that. And then after the first quarter, I mean, we really played well.
After the first quarter, you held them defensively, I think, to only 14 points.
Yeah, our press bothered them. I mean, that was a big story of the game. That's why the score got probably as lopsided as it did. Just they did not handle our pressure very well. They couldn't get into their offense. But again, I think you give credit to our kids because even though the offense wasn't clicking as well as we'd hoped early, our defense really got us going.
What was the difference offensively? You guys really got cranked up after the first quarter?
Well, I thought we got a lot of offense in transition. I mean, again, our defense created offense and got easy baskets. Then you could kind of exhale. You know, then I think Brady hit a shot from the outside, and we had a couple put. But, you know, like I said, started to relax and just play.
You guys get out and running and get in your game. That's kind of your game, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, if you look at the games we play well, we get the ball up and down the floor, and we use our depth, and we try to press, and play that way, play up-tempo. And the games where we struggle, I mean, our two losses, we have 34 and 38 points, I believe, and both those were slow-down games.
So you feel when we head down the stretch, can we play a game in the 30s and 40s and still be competitive?
In December, I probably would say no at that point. But right now, I think we're getting closer. I think we're getting a better trust as far as on the offensive end, as far as our roles and what we do. And because we know, I mean, to play anybody good in the conference tournament, in the district tournament, in the state tournament, we're going to have to be able to play half-court defense and half-court offense. And so we know that if we're not there yet, we got to get there if we want to win anything this year.
Brady Barrett, the big night on Tuesday against Sandy Creek, 21 points.
See, we were really proud of Brady because, again, he had every shot he wanted in the first quarter. They were playing zone. They were leaving him open, and he couldn't make things. And he was kind of hanging his head, and we said, Brady, you're the best shooter in the gym. If you're open, shoot it. We believe in you. And then I thought he got going in the second half. He had a couple shots. You know, his demeanor, I thought, got us going as far as he didn't panic and he just stayed with the game. And, you know, when he makes shots, we obviously feel pretty good.
Your second game of the week, got St. Paul coming up tomorrow night. What about the prospects of playing three games in 1 week at this point in the season?
Well, I mean, January is crazy. And I've only coached 12 years, but January always is just a race, you know, with games. And Coach Select and I were talking about there's one point in our season coming up at the end of January, beginning of February, where we play like 10 games in like 19 days. And you got to really value your practice time because there's not much of it. As far as this weekend, you know, like we, you know, Loup City is going to play great defense. Coach Henry gets everything out of his guys. St. Paul probably is one of the most improved teams in our conference, maybe even the state. Coach Builder is a first-year coach there, and he's doing a great job. And so this weekend's big just in the angle that it's two conference games, and we have goals in the preseason. One of those is obviously conference regular season championship. And so, you know, St. Paul and Loup City have our focus for sure.
Then at the end here coming up, we got the conference tournament, which is always kind of tough. So things are starting to get tough for you guys.
Oh, definitely. I went last night and watched Ravenna, you know, and every time you watch them, you get nervous with the talent they have. They play about 9 or 10 seniors, and they have the big three, obviously, leading the way. Kearney Catholic's dynamite. You know, they played Donovan last night, Ravenna did, and Donovan's going to get real tough next week when they get a couple kids back. And so our conference is wide open, and we're excited, though, about the challenge.
It's Loup City in here tonight, a team that is 6-4 in the season. You mentioned Coach Henry. And when we face this team, you know we're going to see a good defensive effort.
Yeah, he's tremendous. And when he was at Dodge, he had tremendous teams. He's had 3 or 4 teams at Loup City go to the state tournament, and he gets every ounce out of his guys. And you know they're going to compete, and they always play tough up here at their place.
One thing about it, the numbers are down a little bit at Loup City. They're going to suit it up probably only 8 or 9 players for the ball game tonight. So you would assume that our depth is going to be a big factor tonight.
Well, we hope so. I mean, you know he's going to try to slow the game down just because of that factor. And obviously we're going to try to keep the pace up, and so whoever kind of gets to dictate tempo, I think we'll have a big advantage.
Might be able to work on our slowdown game tonight, huh?
Well, we hope not.
As Coach Henry, that's obviously maybe his game plan here tonight. He's done it in the past, so maybe that's what we're going to expect. How do we crank up the tempo tonight?
Well, I think, again, it goes with our pressure. Our defense, if we're in our man-to-man, we got to get up above our man and really take things away, and I'm sure we'll run our 1-2-2 trap and try to get them to make some decisions with the ball that they don't want to make, and part of the reason why we put in that three-quarter court trap was because of the Holdridge game in districts last year where we didn't play very well and they slowed the game down and they beat us and we didn't have an answer. And so part of why we have that trap in is to say, okay, if we're going to play somebody who wants to hold it, we're going to make them have to shoot it or do something. We're going to pick the game up.
Loop City with a couple of guys that average right at 13 points per ball game, the Rasmussen kid, the Lambrecht kid. So they average 49. Those two guys average 26 between them.
Yeah, they got some good players. I know they only have eight, but their eight are pretty good. And the Rasmussen kid, he was an all-conference player as a freshman last year. We thought we were pretty decent last year. And at our place, he had 16 on us as a freshman, and we couldn't stop him. So we know we got some work to do.
Just cranking up the tempo tonight, getting into our flow like we had the other night on Tuesday against Sandy Creek, the key night.
Oh, I definitely think so. Number one key on the board tonight is going to be tempo. We have to dictate tempo. We have to get the game to go up and down. Because if it gets slowed down, then they're going to have a great chance to win.
All right, good.
Thank you.
Zach Foster, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. Get the starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, bank president. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map, their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, the real sports Bar, 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Loup City as we get you sent for the boys' game here tonight between Adams Central and Loup City. The Adams Central girls winning the first ball game on a score of 43-39. Loup City coming in a record of 6 wins and 4 losses on the season. Again, they're going to be a little short on numbers tonight. Expected to only suit up about 8 players because of injuries and everything else, but 8 players expected to go here tonight, but a pretty good 8 for head coach Paul Henry. Loup City 6-4 on the season. They dropped their first 2 games to Anselma Myrna and to Pleasanton, but then Loup City coming right back and scoring 4 victories right in a row. They have beaten Litchfield. They have beaten Gibbon on the road. They have also beaten the Kennesaw Blue Devils on the road before picking up a win over Elba North Loup Scotia. They lost to a very good St. Paul team, 49-47, right before the Christmas break. They played in the Ravenna Holiday Tournament and got beat by Ravenna in the opening round, 76-54, but they came back to beat Centura in the consolation game, 46-44. And this week they've already played a ball game, knocking out Palmer by a score of 53-42. So Loup City is 6-4 on the season. The Red Raiders average right at 49.4 points per ball game. They give up 42.4 on the defensive end. They got 2 guys that average 13 points per ball game. Brady Rasmussen at 13.4, and also Riley Lambrecht is averaging 13.2 points per ball game. Loup City will probably try to slow things down against the Adams Central Patriots here tonight. And head coach Paul Henry has done that a couple of times in the past years, and we'll see what happens here tonight with his Loup City Red Raiders, a team that's averaging 48% shooting from the field here this year. They're 27% from three-point territory, 67% from the free-throw line, and they average about 13 turnovers per ball game. The Adams Central Patriots off to a good start this year. The record is sitting at 7 wins and 2 losses. Adams Central beating Sandy Creek earlier this week on Tuesday by the score of 66-24. Brady Barrett had a big ball game in that one as he scored 21 points in the ball game for AC. He was the only man in double figures as Adams Central allowed only 14 points in the final 3 quarters of that one. And Adams Central going on to beat Sandy Creek on Tuesday night, 66-24. Patriots playing in the Minden Holiday Tournament this year. They lost to undefeated Minden in the opening round by 15, 51-36, and then came back to beat Grand Island Northwest 62-45. Before the Christmas break, Adams Central had one loss. That was to Aurora on the road, losing 43-34. The Patriots were able to grab some wins. They started the season 62-44 over Holdridge. They also beat Centura before Christmas, 72-38. They beat Wood River 75-40. They beat Ord 67-45. And just before the Christmas break, they downed Gibbon by the score of 59-38. But the Patriots are going to be faced with playing three games this week. In addition to that Sandy Creek ball game, playing Loup City here tonight. Then they'll play St. Paul tomorrow back at the Patriot Gym. Adams Central, a team that's averaging 59 points per ball game on offense. They've given up 40.8 on the defensive end. Leading scorers for Adams Central so far have been Brady Barrett. He's averaging 16 points per ball game, but then a pretty balanced attack as head coach Zach Foster has played a ton of people here in the first part of the season. You've got Matt Brown, who's averaging right at 8 points per ball game. Christian Hodson is in there at 7.3, and Blake Overmiller at 6.5. So the Patriots will want to crank up the tempo here tonight, see if they can get Loup City into a running game. Meanwhile, the Red Raiders, they want to slow things down and try to keep the Patriots under control tonight and keep that running game under control. So we'll find out which philosophy works, so to speak, here tonight as Adams Central gets ready to square off against the Red Raiders out of Loup City. And this is the only doubleheader involving Hastings teams here tonight on a rare Friday night when we don't have a whole lot of action locally. All the teams going to be in action again tomorrow. Lincoln Christian will be in town to take on Hastings St. Cecilia in a boys-girls basketball doubleheader at the Chapman Gym. We'll have the coverage tomorrow. They're on 1230 KHIS, beginning with a pregame show at 3:45. Tip-off for the girls' game will be at 4. Guys will go to about 5:30 tomorrow night. Adams Central will be at home to take on St. Paul, and we'll pick up the Patriots again tomorrow night on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. Girls' game will go at 6. For the boys to follow at 7:45, and we'll have both games on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. Hastings High will be on the road tomorrow in a girls-boys doubleheader. They'll play early as well. Girls game going at 3:30 with the guys shortly after 5 o'clock tomorrow out in Lexington. We'll also have Nebraska basketball coming your way this weekend. The Nebraska men will play on Saturday. Tomorrow they'll have a 12:05 game in Illinois against the Fighting Illini. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. We'll have the Nebraska women on Sunday afternoon beginning at 3 as they take on the Iowa Hawkeyes in Iowa City. 2:45 for the pregame show. Again, that action will be on the Breeze. And on Sunday, we'll have action from Hastings College as the Broncos will entertain the Lancers out of Mount Marty. Women's men's basketball doubleheader beginning with the pregame show at 1:45. Women's game at 2. The guys will follow at 4 o'clock. We've got the action coming up here in Loup City. We'll take a break, check the starting lineups right after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at Adams Central and Loup City, getting ready to go out of here in boys high school basketball. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Adams Central will go with the starting lineup. It's been pretty familiar all season long tonight. Jake Fowler, a 5'11" junior. Fowler is averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds per game. Brady Barrett, a 6'2" and senior, averaging 16 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. Barrett scored 21 the other night against Sandy Creek. Blake Overmiller, a 6'2" junior. Overmiller is averaging 6.5 points and 4.9 rebounds per game. Jesse Ackerman, a 6'3" junior. Ackerman averaging 4.8 points and 3.3 rebounds per game. And Christian Hodson, a 6'6" senior. Hodson averaging 7 points and 5.9 rebounds per ball game. Loup City will go with Brady Rasmussen, a 5'10" sophomore, averaging 13 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Cole Lambrack, a 6'1" junior, averaging 7 points and 6 rebounds per game. Riley Lambrecht, a 6'2" junior, averaging 13 points and 5 rebounds per game. Mitchell Higgins, a 6'1" senior, averaging 4 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. And Brady Lewandowski, a 5'11" junior, averaging 6 points and 4.9 rebounds per ball game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with three locations at 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe, 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. Adams Central controls the opening tip. The Patriots going to be dressed in their road uniforms tonight, blue, trimmed and lettered in the red and white. Red Raiders dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in red. There's a long-range jumper by Ackerman. No good. The ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Ackerman tries to save it. Can't get to it. It goes out of bounds. So Loop City will play things in. Adams Central going to attack here in backcourt. You heard Zach Foster talking in the pregame show about this 1-2-2 zone press. They're trying to up the tempo a little bit here with the Red Raiders. They're expected to hold on to the ball here tonight. Here's Lambrecht. He comes down to the Coffin corner left side to Brady Rasmussen. Rasmussen gets away. Cross-court pass goes to the right side. That's Riley Lambrecht. Now AC will settle back into a man-to-man defense. Down on the baseline, Lambrecht, he drives. His shot partially deflected, and the ball is brought out of there by Adams Central. That's Hobson with the ball as he gets it up the floor. Now they get it to Brady Barrett on the wing to a Jake Fowler. Cross-court pass comes to Overmiller. Drives the ball into the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hobson with a rebound. Follow shot good. Christian Hobson gets the offensive board and the putback, and the Patriots right on top by a score of 2-0. Leonard into the ball game here from Loop City. Red Raiders have the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's Cole Lambrecht, double team. Lobs it to the right sideline to Riley Lambrecht. Jump pass out here to Rasmussen. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound comes out to Adams Central. Blake Overmiller gets the ball ahead. Now to Barrett. Drives for the basket. Shot good. Great job by the Patriots on the transition. 4-0 is the score. Adams Central has scored two quick field goals here in this one. Here's a lob pass in the lane. It's going to be saved by Barrett. He gets it back into the hands of Higgins. His shot no good. Higgins gets his rebound. Follow shot no good. Rebound comes down to Fowler. Here come the Thoroughbreds back the other way for AC. Throws it down in the corner to Overmiller. Back out to Barrett for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Mitch Higgins. Down for Loop City. Gets it to a Brady Rasmussen to the far sideline to Lambrecht. Down in the corner to a Lewandowski. Back out to a Brady Lewandowski out here in three-point territory. Patriots in a man-to-man defense. Adams Central with a 4-0 lead. A feed down on the baseline is going to be tipped. It's going to be intercepted by Fowler. He's knocked down, and a foul is called. A foul here is going to go on Riley Lambrecht of Loop City. That's going to be his first, and the first team foul on the Red Raiders. Here comes Austin Jacobowski into the ballgame now for Loop City. Coming out will be Mitch Higgins. 6:03 to play here in the first quarter. 4-0 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Patriots will bring the ball up. Derek Fowler will bring things up. Rather, Jake Fowler brings things up for AC. Goes over there in 3 points territory to Adam Hunt, who's into the ball game now, to Brady Barrett. Shot for three is going to be no good. One and done. Grabbing the rebound there is a Jacobowski for Loop City as they hustle into the forecourt. Rasmussen now to Lewandowski. Shot for three. Good. Brady Lewandowski nails the three ball there for the Red Raiders, and it's now a 4-3 ball game. As Adams Central has got a one-point advantage, Jake Fowler will bring the ball up as AC will work in the half-court offense. As Jake brings it across the mid-court stripe here, hands it away to Adam Hunt at the top of the key, now to Barrett. Right side of the lane, moves it down in the corner to Fowler. He drives, dumps it off down low. Here's a shot up and in. Matt Brown scoring there. And the assist from Jake Fowler. Jake's been averaging 4.8 assists per ball game. He gets in right there as Matt Brown, who just checked in there, gets the field goal for Adams Central. It's now a 6-3 ball game. Patriots have the lead. Here's Jacobowski down in the corner. That's going to be Lambrecht. He fakes and then drives the ball down to the baseline. His shot is up and in. Riley Lambrecht scoring there for Loop City. And now head coach Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. Zach Foster wants to talk things over. 4 minutes and 58 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, it's Adams Central 6, Loop City 5.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 6-5 early. Adams Central has got the lead over the Loop City Red Raiders here tonight. Boys high school basketball. Again, the Adams Central girls victorious tonight, 43-39. over Loop City. Adams Central has got the ball in their offensive zone. Here's Barrett just dribbling with the ball just past the 10-second line. And now works one-on-one, drives it down the right side of the lane, kicks it out to Hunt. His shot for three is going to be no good. Ball tapped around, and it's taken down here by Jacobowski of Loop City. Jacobowski down to Rasmussen. Brady hustles into the forecourt, kicks it out here to Lambrecht for three. Shot is off of the right side, no good. Rebound comes down to Hunt. He brings it back two-on-two. Hunt kicks it out here as they get the ball to Barrett. Down in the corner now to Ackerman. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. And the rebound to Austin Jacobowski for Loop City. And Coach Paul Henry up in front of the Loop City bench, holding the guys back here as they walk the ball across the 10-second line. They want to slow the pace down a little bit. Now we've got a personal foul underneath the hole here. And the foul is going to go on Ackerman of AC. Jesse Ackerman is hit with a personal foul. Randy Coyle, the official here, says he grabs his jersey on the way by, so Ackerman is going to hit with a personal foul. Ackerman's going to check out. Fowler checks out now. Blake Overmiller back into the ball game for Adams Central. And also Christian Hodson. 6-5 is the score. Adams Central with a one-point lead, but Loop City has got the ball. There's a Brady Lewandowski out here near the 10-second line. Looks at head coach Paul Henry, runs the offense, top of the key, dribbles behind his back, takes it to the free throw line, flips it away to Lambrecht, drives it down the lane, loses control of the ball. It's picked up here by Hodson. He gets the ball ahead to Adam Hunt. He drives down the lane and shot up and in. Hunt's first field goal of the ball game. Adam Central has now got a three-point lead, 8-5 to score. 3 minutes and 34 seconds to play. Pressure here by the Patriots in backcourt. They get it into the offensive zone. Jacobowski now to Higgins, drives down the lane. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. Back out of the wing, now to Jacobowski. Drives it into the paint. His scoop shot is up there, no good. Rebound is loose underneath the hole here. Now we got a jump ball called. And the arrow is going to be pointing in favor of the Red Raiders. Fowler comes back in for Adams Central. Here comes Lambrecht back in. Brady Rasmussen returns for the Red Raiders. Again, I think just eight guys are suited up for Loop City here tonight in the ball game. You would think the depth would be a problem. AC will play between 10 and 11 here tonight. There's a Lambrecht in the lane, dumps it off down in the baseline. A shot is up there, no good by Rasmussen. He falls down, and ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be, let's see, a personal foul called here. Personal foul is going to be called on Adams Central. It's going to go on Matt Brown. That's going to be his first on the rebound. They get it into Rasmussen off the inbound. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouled into play. A foul here is going to go on the Patriots as well. That one is going to go on Blake Overmiller. That's going to be his first. And now Brady Rasmussen goes to the free throw line for Loop City. Rasmussen is 77% foul shooter, and his shot is up there. It's good. Rasmussen averaging 13 points per ball game, 13.4 to be exact. Loop City, a team that's hitting 67% of their free throw tosses as a team. Next shot is up there. It's good by Brady Rasmussen. And now it's an 8-7 ball game. Adams Central has got the lead. As the Patriots will play things in here in backcourt. 3:06 to play here in the first quarter. Adams Central 8 and Loop City 7 in boys high school basketball action here tonight. Adams Central has got the ball. Here's a Blake Overmiller out here in three-point territory to Matt Brown. Brown sends it to Fowler. Now lumps it inside. Hodson grabs the ball. The shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. Austin Jacobowski slid over there and just got his hands on it there. And Christian Hodson will go to the free throw line. So it's going to be Hodson going to the free throw line. Jacobowski picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Hodson, a 40% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. And that one's way too hard. Hodson was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line the other night as Adams Central beat Sandy Creek 66-24. Hodson is averaging 7 points per ball game. He scored 9 the other night against the Cougars in that ball game. Next shot is up there. That one was way too hard. Ball is tapped here on the baseline, but it's picked up here by Brady Lewandowski. 8-7 to score. Adams Central has got a one-point lead, but Loop City has got the ball. There's a Lewandowski, drives it down the right side of the lane, kicks it back out to Higgins. Out here in three-point territory. Higgins down to Brady Rasmussen. He cuts toward the goal, puts up a shot over Hunt. No good. High in the air for the rebound is going to be Overmiller. He runs at the near sideline to Fowler, down on the baseline to Hodson. He runs over a man, goes for the bucket, and scores. Hodson knocks down Brady Lewandowski down there as he spun on the baseline, but no foul called. 10-7 to score in favor of the Patriots, and now a traveling violation at the other end. Mitch Higgins going to be hit with a traveling violation there for Loop City. And now Randy Coyle, one of the officials, is having a little discussion with one of the fans on the far sideline. You don't see that too often. A fan sitting in the second row of the bleachers, I think, got into the grill of one of the officials out there in Randy Coyles. Randy settles that guy down. Loop City turns it over for the second time here tonight. 10-7 is the score. The Patriots have a three-point lead. There's a Brady Barrett for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim, and it falls off no good. And the rebound comes down to Loop City. 10-7 the score. The Patriots have a three-point lead. Bounce pass down in the corner to Higgins. They lob it inside. It's too far. It's going to be intercepted. They overthrow the pass. It's intercepted by Barrett. Back the other way. Drives the length to the floor. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be blocked down. The ball is loose on the baseline. Picked up by Mark Brown. He gets loose. He goes on the baseline. His shot is no good. Rebound is loose again. Brown picks her back up. Now to Blake Overmiller. Out to Jake Fowler. Patriots still with a three-point lead. 10-7 is the score. Here's Barrett out here in three-point territory, working at the top of the key. Moves it to the wing. Down in the corner to Fowler. Shot for three. Good. Jake Fowler hits a three-ball there for Adams Central. And it's now a 13-7 ball game in favor of the Patriots with a minute and 23 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, there's the ball poked away. And a foul is going to be called on Fowler. He got into the back of Cole Lambrecht. Tips the ball loose, but also picks up the personal foul. Fowler's first. Team foul number four on AC. Loop City will play things in. Brady Rasmussen here in backcourt. Brings it up against Overmiller. Brings it into the offensive zone down in the corner. That's going to be Lewandowski trying to drive the baseline. Contact made. Another foul is going to be called here. This is going to be the sixth foul on Adams Central in the first quarter. It's going to go on Mark Brown. That's going to be his first. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Loop City playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Brady Lewandowski will play things in for Loop City. Brady has got the ball, looking to inbound. Two-handed pass goes out to the wing on the right side. That's going to be Jacobowski. Moves it down in the corner, driving the baseline. That's going to be Lambrecht. Jump pass back out to Lewandowski. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound by Lambrecht, and now we got a... Let's see, it was right on the baseline down there. He steps out of bounds with it. It's going to be Loop City basketball as they will play things in. Lewandowski again will trigger things in. Rasmussen in the corner trying to drive the baseline. He's cut off there by Fowler. Dribbles all the way out near the 10-second line. Brady Rasmussen dribbling with the ball. Comes over in the wing to a Lambrecht. He cut it down toward the lane. His jump pass goes down on the baseline to Riley Lambrecht. Now back out on top. The ball is going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted by Mark Brown. Now to Barrett. Shot is up there from 12 feet away. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Cole Lambrecht of Loop City. We're down to 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 13-7. Adams Central with a six-point lead. Riley Lambrecht with the ball now. Riley dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Goes out here to the top of the key to Cole Lambrecht. Now to Brady Rasmussen. Rasmussen picked up out there by Blake Overmiller of Adams Central defensively as the Patriots stay with a man-to-man defense. Austin Jacobowski with the ball. Jacobowski bounce pass to Cole Lambrecht. Lambrecht now to Brady Rasmussen. 6 seconds. Driving the baseline, and we got contact made, and another foul is going to be called as Brady Rasmussen was moving from the right corner toward the goal there and draws the personal foul. It's going to go on Overmiller. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul, I think number seven already on Adams Central here in this first quarter. Or is it number six? They've got six up on the board now. As Loop City will play things in, baseline left side underneath their own basket with 3.8 seconds to play here in this first quarter. It's going to be Brady Lewandowski inbounding the ball. Bounce pass goes to Riley Lambrecht. His shot for three is good. Off-balance three-pointer by Riley Lambrecht on the wing on the right side. He nails the three-pointer for Loop City. And one quarter is in the books here. In boys high school basketball, the score after one, it's Adams Central 13, Loop City 10.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service, free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back at Loop City tonight. High school basketball from 1230 KHIS. Adams Central with a three-point lead, 13-10 the score. Patriots have the ball in their offensive zone to begin the second quarter. Here's Fowler with the ball. Lobs it inside. Hodson grabs it, backs up. This shot off of the window is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Austin Jakubowski. Jakubowski down for Loop City, down the right sideline. Bounce pass down in the corner to Spotanski. Spotanski bounce pass out on top again to Lewandowski. Now to Rasmussen. Brady Rasmussen cuts it toward the goal, stops at the free throw line, hands it away to Jakubowski. Jakubowski now to Lambrecht. His shot from just inside the free throw line, no good. Rebound Hodson. He's hacked on the arm, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Loop City. It's going to go on Alex Spotanski, who just checked in there for head coach Paul Henry. Spotanski is 6'1" junior. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Red Raiders, so no free throws here. Adams Central will play things in. Barrett walks the ball across the 10-second line here. Barrett with the ball now in the wing. Gives it up now to Fowler. Fowler circles around, takes it down to the end of the lane. Nice pass and going to Christian Hodson, and he scores. Fowler takes it into the lane and dumps it away to Christian Hodson, and Christian gets his third field goal. It's now a 15-10 ball game in favor of the Patriots, and now Paul Henry wants to call a timeout. The Red Raiders want to call a timeout here. 6 minutes and 54 seconds to play. In the second quarter, we'll take a break with a score of the Patriots 15, the Red Raiders 10.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Loop City will play the ball, and the Red Raiders are down by 5 points, 15-10. There's a Brady Rasmussen with a ball now for Loop City. Races it across the midcourt stripe here. Bounce pass over here on the wing to a Lambrecht. Lambrecht at the top of the key, dumps it down low to Cole Lambrecht. He's trapped along the baseline, goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's loose and it's picked up by Lambrecht. Now to Riley Lambrecht. His shot for three is off the mark, no good. Ball goes down to bounce with his last touchdown there by the Red Raiders. So a couple of Lambrechts out there. We've got a Jakubowski out there, a Lewandowski, Spotanski. There's eight guys that are suited up here for Loop City. All putting in some great efforts so far in this ball game, 15-10. Adams Central has got a 5-point lead. Here's Barrett for three. His shot is up there and in. They leave Brady Barrett alone out there at the top of the key. That's not a good die to leave open. Barrett hitting 44% of his trays so far this year, and the Patriots have their biggest lead of the ball game now at 18-10 with 6 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the first half. Lambrecht on the baseline. Lobs are back out. Top of the key. Here's a jumper by Rasmussen. No good. Rebound comes down to Barrett of Adams Central. Runs are back the other way. Barrett goes over here to Jesse Ackerman. Moves it down on the baseline now to Brown. Out on the wing again to Barrett. Takes a long three-pointer. Shot it down. The rim it goes. Rattles that baby from a couple of feet beyond the three-point circle as Brady Barrett's now got 8 points in the ballgame. And the Patriots have opened up a 21-10 lead. Here comes Brady Rasmussen with the ball. Two-handed pass to Cole Lambrecht. Lambrecht over in the far sideline. That of Rasmussen. Dribble penetration toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Hodson, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul going to be called here on Loop City. It's going to go on Cole Lambrecht. That's going to be his first team foul, number 3 on the Red Raiders. I think Brady Rasmussen got conked in the head here. One of the leading scorers for the Red Raiders. He's coming off and he's holding his head. That's the last thing the Red Raiders need is any sort of an injury. With 8 players suited up for the ball game here tonight, I think Rasmussen got hit on the head with an elbow down here. And he's trying to shake the cobwebs loose here. 5:24 to play in the first half. Here's Fowler dribbling that penetration. Moves it out on the baseline. With a pass to Matt Brown. His shot no good. Rebound Fowler. Fowler gets it out to Adam Hunt. He goes up for the shot, but he's a bunch of Red Raiders hanging on his back there. Nice pump fake in the lane by Adam Hunt. Yeah, made the Red Raiders jump out of their socks there and draw the personal foul. It's going to go on Lambrecht. That's going to be his second. Adam Central playing things in. There's a Ryan Brunen into the ball game now. Here's a long-range jumper again from Barrett from three. No good. Ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central ball. Last touchdown there by Brady Lewandowski of Loup City. So Adams Central playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 21-10. The Patriots have the lead. Back Adams Central has scored the first 8 points here in the second quarter. There's Barrett driving the baseline. He gets it now to Matt Brown, and a traveling violation is going to be called. Brown just left of the goal, whistled for shuffling his feet down there. That's the second turnover on Adams Central in the ball game. Loup City's got four. 21-10, the Patriots with an 11-point lead early in this one. 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Pressure by Adams Central here in backcourt. Down the right sideline is Higgins. Higgins bounce pass down in the corner to Spotanski. Rainbow pass comes out on top. That's Lewandowski. Gets it to the free throw line. Now to Lambrecht down in the corner. That's Spotanski. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Barrett of Adams Central. The Patriots runner back the other way. That's going to be Adam Hunt with the ball. Out to Barrett. Open for three. Takes the shot. Misses. No good. Rebound comes down to Brady Lewandowski for Loup City. Lewandowski runs her back the other way. Right-handed dribble. Stops at the top of the three-point circle. Moves it over here on the wing to Higgins. Down in the baseline on the dribble. His pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Barrett. Drive. Shoots and scores. Brady Barrett now with 10 points in the ball game. The Patriots out on top by a score of 23-10. The Patriots on a 10-0 run now here in the second quarter. Lewandowski has got the ball. The Lambrecht comes across court now to Cole Lambrecht. His shot from short range is no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central back the other way. Bruna to Barrett. He backs up out in three-point territory to Fowler. Rockets a pass back inside. That's Matt Brown out to Barrett now. Dribble penetration goes for the goal. Offensive foul. He runs over Cole Lambrecht inside, and Barrett picks up the foul. That's his first. Adams Central on a 10-0 run here in the second quarter. And now it's going to be Loup City calling a timeout. Paul Henry wants to call a timeout here. 3 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in the second quarter. It's now Adams Central 23, Loup City 10.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
9:51 to play here in the second quarter, 23-10. The Patriots have a 13-point lead as Loup City is going to try to stop the bleeding here. Lewandowski has got the ball to the right side. Higgins for three. Shot is off of the front iron. No good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Last touch there by Adams Central's Christian Hansen. So it's going to be Loup City playing things in underneath their own basket. Trailing by 13 points. Loup City still looking for their first points here in the second quarter. It's going to be Higgins playing things in the corner to Lambrecht. He lobs the ball inside, and it's going to be wide of the target there as Lewandowski couldn't control it. It goes out of bounds. A turnover on Loup City. That's their fifth turnover of the ball game, and now Adams Central comes back the other way. Patriots looking for their eighth win of the season here tonight, trying to get some momentum rolling here after their big win the other night against the Sandy Creek Cougars. They got St. Paul on the schedule for tomorrow. There's a Jesse Ackerman with the ball, spins at the free throw line, stops there, double team, lobs it down on the baseline. Christian Hansen has got it. Hansen holds it, back out on top. Ackerman has got the ball at the top of the circle. Down to Adam Hunt. This is the right of the key here. Adam Hunt on the wing. Out between the circles now to Blake Overmiller. Down to Hunt in the corner, back out to Overmiller. Couple of feet beyond the three-point circle. He backs up down near the 10-second line. As the Overmiller is going to, we're going to have a timeout here. Zach Foster is up. And he wants to call a timeout as Loup City, I think, switch defenses right there. And the Patriots will want to talk things over here. 2 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the second quarter. We've got a break with a score of the Patriots 23, the Red Raiders 10.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Adams Central in a 10-0 run here in the second quarter. They've built a 23-10 lead now over the Red Raiders. Here's Hodson underneath the basket. His shot is up and in. Christian Hodson scores there for the Patriots. It's now a 25-10 ball game in favor of AC. We're under 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter, and the Red Raiders still looking for their first points of the quarter. There's Lambrack back out on top. That's going to be Brady Lewandowski. A little head fake there. To no avail as they send the ball over to Riley Lambrack. Down to Lewandowski. Circles around down to the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Grabbing the rebound there is going to be Ackerman. Ackerman gets the ball now to Blake Overmiller. Back up the floor quickly. Here's a shot by Hunt. No good. Rebound Hodson. Follow shot. No good, but he's hacked to the arm. Hodson goes to the free throw line down for Adams Central. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Cole Lambrecht of Loup City. That's going to be his second. So Hodson to the free throw line, a 40% foul shooter in the season. He is 0-2 from the free throw line tonight. As Hodson, the big guy, will toe the mark. His shot is up there. It's good. Way too hard, but he bounces off of the back iron and catches the front lip, and it plunks down through the hole. Wasn't pretty, but we'll take the point. 26-10. Here comes the next one. And that one is a brick that falls off of the right side. No good. So it's still a 26-10 ball game. A 13-0 run here by Adams Central now in the second quarter. Riley Lambrecht has got the ball to Brady Rasmussen, who's back into the ball game after getting conked in the head a couple of minutes ago. There's Lewandowski with the ball, top of the key. Lewandowski, two-handed pass over to Rasmussen on the far sideline. Bounce pass goes inside, and a foul is going to be called on Hodson. They got the ball to Cole Lambrecht, who posted up right side of the lane, but Hodson was leaning in there, the post player for Adams Central. Christian picks up his first personal foul. Now going to the free throw line for Loup City will be Cole Lambrecht. He is a 68% foul shooter in the season. He's hit 13 out of 19 free throws, averaging 7 points per ball game. Higgins comes back into the ball game now for Loup City. Going out is going to be Brady Rasmussen. Adams Central on a 13-0 run here in this second quarter. They've opened up a 16-point advantage at 26-10. Lambrecht to the free throw line, and his shot is up there. It's going to be good. Now 26-11. Down to 1:55 to play here in the first half. Lambrecht will have one more. His shot is up there. That one is going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central's Blake Overmiller. Long pass ahead to Hunt. He goes for the basket. His shot good. Boy, just like that, Adams Central back down the floor. Great job in the transition as Adam Hunt gets the field goal at the other end. Now 28-11. The Patriots leading by 17 points. There's Riley Lambrecht with the ball. Bounce pass out here to Austin Jacobowski. Dribbling with it. Tries to hand it away to Lewandowski. Loses control of the ball and goes into the backcourt. And over and back violation. Over and back violation here on Loup City. That's their sixth turnover of the ball game. Alex Spotansky comes back into the ball game now for Loup City, replacing Mitch Higgins. 90 seconds to play here in the second quarter. It's 28-11. Patriots have the lead. Barrett goes in to Hodson. He posted up on the right side of the lane. Now he's going to be guilty of the offensive foul here, trying to back up toward the goal, and Christian Hodson gets hit with an offensive charge. That was the second personal foul on Hodson. Zach Foster says, hey, ref, he was traveling before that free throw. But the foul is going to stand. The second one on Hodson. Nevertheless, it's going to be a turnover on Adams Central, and the Loup City Red Raiders will come back with the ball. It's going to be Rasmussen. He hands it away to Jacobowski. Outside now, a three-pointer by Lewandowski. Nails that one. Brady Lewandowski, his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6 points. The Patriots have doubled the score now on the Red Raiders. It's 28-14. Adam Hunt has got the ball for Adams Central to Hodson. He lobs it into the lane there to Brown, and he's going to be hit on the play. Nope, a three-second violation. Matt Brown gets the pass from Hodson, who is out in three-point territory, and Brown is called for camping out. 3 second violation there on Brown. Turnover number 4 in the Patriots. So they've got back-to-back turnovers. 28-14 the score. Here's Rasmussen with the ball. Moves it over to Lewandowski in the deep wing, right side. Out to Jacobowski now in 3 point territory. Hands it away to Rasmussen. We're down to 40 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Rasmussen, dribble penetration down the lane. His bounce pass is going to be kicked. And it's going to be Loup City playing it in from underneath their own hole. End of the ball game now for Adams Central will be Ackerman. Coming out will be Hodson. Loop City will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. It's going to be Lewandowski. Two-handed pass comes way out on top now to Brady Rasmussen. Adams Central still in the man-to-man defense. Rasmussen drives it down the lane to the goal. He goes. His shot good. High off the glass, and it falls down through the hole. That's his first field goal. He's got 4 points. Here comes Hunt back the other way. It's 28-16. The Patriots with a 12-point lead. We're down to 19 seconds to play. Blake Overmiller just holding onto the ball out here in three-point territory. We'll see if the Patriots play for the final shot here. In all likelihood, the answer is yes. Adam Hunt on the deep wing left side holds the ball over here. That was 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Hunt still with the ball, takes a three-pointer. His shot is up there. It's good. Adam Hunt nails a three-ball, found his spot in the floor, and puts it down through the hole for 3 points. Adam Hunt with 7 in the ball game, and that's the end of the first half of play. Adam Central out on top of the Red Raiders out of Loop City. The score at halftime is Adam Central 31, Loop City 16. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back at Loop City. Boys High School basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. 31-16 the score. Adams Central has got the lead. The Patriots jumped out to a 4-0 lead in the ball game here tonight, but Loop City hung close throughout that opening quarter of play. It was 13-10 at the end of one quarter. Adams Central then, in the second quarter of play, scores the first 13 points of the second period. They go out on top by a score of 26-10. And they end up outscoring the Red Raiders in that period 18-6. So that's the way we stand right now. As Adams Central has got the lead over Loop City. The score is 31-16 here at halftime. We entered the girls' ball game earlier tonight. It was Adams Central knocking off Loop City by a score of 43-39. Loop City led at the end of the first quarter 7-6. Adams Central had a good second quarter as they outscored the Red Raiders 15-8 to grab a 21-15 advantage by halftime. Loop City turned the tide in the third quarter. They outscored the Patriots 17-8. Loop City had the lead going into the fourth and final quarter 32-29. And actually had the lead down the stretch until Kaylee Rader hit a three-pointer to tie things up at 37 points apiece. Then he had Loop City coming back with Morgan McDonald. She came back and hit a field goal to give Loop City again the lead 39-37 with a minute and 20 seconds to play. That's when Sydney Niemeyer took over. She got a field goal back at the other end to tie things up at 39 points apiece. Adams Central forcing a turnover in backcourt. Again, they got the ball to Niemeyer. She scores to make it 41-39. Then Cheyenne Gotch getting the final field goal for the Patriots to make it 43-39. So Adams Central wins their second ball game of the season tonight in girls play as they beat Loop City by a score of 43-39. Kaylee Rader had a big, big ball game for Adams Central tonight. She scores 19 points in the ball game, had 5 3-pointers and a couple of 2-point field goals, had 11 in the first half and 8 more in the second half. Rader leads the way for Adams Central with 19 points in the girls game. She was the only Patriot in double figures. The leading scorer for Loop City was Morgan McDonald, and she comes up with 17. So Adams Central is now 2-8 on the season. They'll get ready to take on St. Paul tomorrow night. Meanwhile, the Loop City Red Raiders dropped to 2 wins and 9 losses on the season. The next ball game is coming up next week. They'll take on the Shelton Bulldogs next Tuesday. So, again, in the girls' ball game, it was Adams Central beating Loup City tonight by a score of 43-39. Come back and check the numbers here in the first half as we continue with high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Loup City. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Adams Central has got the lead over their Red Raiders by a score of 31-16. Scoring in the ball game for Loup City so far. Their leading scorer has been Brady Lewandowski. He's knocked down a couple of three-pointers. He's got 6 points there at halftime. Riley Lambrecht has got a three and a two. He has got 5 points. Brady Rasmussen has got a field goal, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 4. Cole Lambrecht is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has got to 1 point in the ballgame. The Loup City Red Raiders are hitting 3 out of 4 from the charity stripe tonight. They've got 6 turnovers in the basketball game. Adams Central, just 4 turnovers in the first half. They are 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. Brady Barrett leading the way for EC so far. He's got 10 points in the ballgame. Barrett has knocked down 1 3-pointer, and he's got 3 2-point field goals, so Barrett has got 10. Adam Hunt off of the bench to score 7 points. He has got a couple of 2-point field goals, and then he hit that one right at the end of the second quarter, a 3-pointer, so he's got 7 in the ball game. Christian Hansen has actually got 9 points in the ball game. He's got 4 field goals. He's 1 out of 4 from the stripe for his 9. The other scores for Adams Central, Jake Fowler has got a 3-pointer for 3, and Matt Brown has got a field goal for 2. So Adams Central has got the lead here over the Loup City Red Raiders by a score of 31-16. Again, sports activity coming up on our network of stations at Platte River Radio this weekend. Tomorrow, going to be a busy day on the airwaves. We've got some high school games and a mixture of some college action with the Nebraska Cornhuskers in action. Here on 1230 KHIS, tomorrow we'll be with Hastings St. Cecilia, the Blue Hawks and the Hawkettes will be playing a girls-boys doubleheader back at the Chapman Gym against Lincoln Christian. It'll be a 4 o'clock start for the girls' game, 5:30 for the guys. Tomorrow we'll have the pregame show with head coach John Kyle going at about 3:45 tomorrow afternoon. On the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 tomorrow, we'll have Adams Central basketball as the Patriots will take on St. Paul in that girls-boys doubleheader. Action gets underway at 5:45 with the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the tip-off. Again, the action will be on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Hastings High on the road tomorrow playing a girls-boys basketball doubleheader at Lexington. The girls' game starting at 3:30, the boys shortly after 5 o'clock tomorrow. Also, Nebraska basketball coming up this weekend. We'll have the Nebraska men playing at Illinois tomorrow on the Breeze. The Huskers and the Fighting Illini, 12:05 starting time, 11 o'clock for the pregame show. And again, the action will be on the Breeze. Sunday, we'll have the Nebraska women. They'll take on the Iowa Hawkeyes beginning at 3 o'clock with a pregame show at 2:45. We'll also have Hastings College basketball this weekend. They'll play on Sunday instead of Saturday. There's a wrestling big invitational going on in Saturday at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. So the Broncos and the Lancers of Mount Marty will play on Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys. We'll have the pregame show at 1:45 here on 1230 KHIS. So we're getting set for the second half here between Adams Central and Loup City. Again, Brady Barrett leading the way for the Patriots so far. He's got 10 points in the ballgame. The leading scorer for Loup City is Brady Lewandowski. He's got 6. And the Patriots have a 15-point lead here at halftime. The score is 31-16. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
There's more college football bowl action going on tonight. The Cotton Bowl. And they're in the second quarter, 13 minutes and 30 seconds to play, just underway in the second quarter. Arkansas is leading Kansas State 10-0. That's in the Cotton Bowl. It's 31-16 here. Adams Central has got the lead over the Loup City Red Raiders. Loup City with the opening possession here in the second half, shooting to our basket to our right. Brady Rasmussen with the ball. Bounce pass here to Mitch Higgins. Moves it to the elbow, hands it away to Lambrecht down the lane. He runs into traffic there. Lambrecht bounce pass down to the baseline to Cole Lambrecht. He's being hawked out here. Lobs it now to a Mitch Higgins. Dribbles back out into three-point territory. Bounce pass to Lewandowski, trying to work on the baseline. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be partially deflected by Hodson of AC. Hodson picks up the ball before it goes out of bounds down the near sideline. Here comes Ackerman. He runs into traffic. His shot's going to be no good. It's out of bounds. It was last touched there by Adams Central. So the Patriots turn it away here. It's going to be Loup City ball. Adam Central is going to apply some pressure here in backcourt again. Just underway here in the second half. It's a 31-16 ball game. Here's Riley Lambrecht with the ball. Now to Lewandowski. Lewandowski goes down in the corner for three. Higgins, his shot is up there. It's around the rim, and it falls down through the hole. Mitch Higgins gets the roll down there, a three-pointer from deep in the left corner. It's now 31-19. Adam Central leading by a dozen now. Here's Blake Overmiller with the ball for AC. They get it to Fowler, goes back doors. They get it to Hodson. His shot off the window is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Lambrecht. Cole Lambrecht has got the ball now to Brady Rasmussen. Here come the Red Raiders of Loup City. Rasmussen stomps at the free throw line, gives it up now to a Mitch Higgins. Higgins out here in three-point territory, picked up by Fowler. Bounce pass goes to the top of the key. Riley Lambrecht now to Rasmussen here on the right side. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Lewandowski for three. Shot good. Brady Lewandowski nails his third three-pointer of the ball game. It's now a 31-22 ball game in favor of Adams Central. And now we got a foul called here back the other way. In the lane is going to go on the guy who just hit the three-pointer, Brady Lewandowski. That's going to be his first team foul, number one, on the Red Raiders here in the second half of play. Adams Central will play things in deep in the corner. It's going to be Fowler with the ball. Jake brings it up high on the block, lobs it down low. Hodson's got it, and he's going to be fouling the play as the ball was knocked loose there. And a foul is going to go on Riley Lambrecht of Loup City. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Riley Lambrecht. That's his second team foul in the Red Raiders here in the third. Adams Central will play things in from underneath their own bucket again. It's going to be Blake Overmiller looking, finally get it to Ackerman. He spins on the baseline, puts it up off the window. A shot no good. Rebound Ackerman. He goes back up. That shot's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. He gets knocked on the beam there as he's knocked down to the floor. And a foul called there. It's going to go on Cole Lambrecht. That's going to be his third. So the two Lambrechts now with the three fouls apiece. And going to the free throw line will be Ackerman for Adams Central. He's not scored so far tonight. 52% foul shooter. His shot is up there. The shot is good. Jesse will get one more. He had 4 points the other night, and the Patriots went over Sandy Creek. That's his first point of the ball game here. 32-22, the Patriots now with a 10-point lead over Loup City. Here comes the next shot. It's going to be up there and good by Jesse Ackerman. So he nails a couple of free throws. And the Patriots again have a double-digit lead, 33-22. Adams Central attacking right here at the 10-second line. They get it to Cole Lambrecht. Lambrecht brings it into the offensive zone, stomps on the wing on the right side, now flips the ball away to Rasmussen, cuts down toward the lane. His shot is up there from 12 feet away. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Fowler. Jake runs her back the other way for Adams Central. On the dribble, moves it down the right side. Now kicks it out here to Adam Hunt. Adam dribbles out near the 10-second line and resets the offense. There's Fowler with the ball on the wing. Cross-court pass down in the corner. Ackerman for three. Shots wild. No good. Rebound is loose. It's taken down here by Jacobowski in the lane. Rather by a Brady Lewandowski. Lewandowski now gets into the left side to Lambrecht. We got a traveling violation. Cole Lambrecht is whistled for the traveling violation there for Loop City. That's going to be the seventh turnover on the Red Raiders. 5:20 to play here in the third quarter. It's 33-22. Adams Central leading by 11. Into the ball game now for Adams Central will be Matt Brown. Brown hit a field goal in that first half of play for his only points in the ball game. AC back in their offensive zone. Here's Brady Barrett. Lobs it inside, and Christian Hodson wasn't looking for it. The pass was overthrown and is taken out of there in the lane by the Red Raiders. That's the sixth turnover on Adams Central here in the ballgame. Brady Lewandowski with the ball. Bounce pass to Austin Jacobowski. Free throw line extended right side. He dribbles out here in the three-point territory. The ball poked away. It's picked up by Hunt. Long pass down the floor to Hodson. Shot good. The turnover there creates a field goal on the other end by Christian Hodson. Hodson now with 11 points in the ballgame. 35-22 is the score now as the Patriots have scored the last 4 points in the ballgame. There's a Lewandowski with the ball. Leaves it out here to Jacobowski. Bounce pass down to Spotanski, who's into the ballgame now. To Rasmussen, top of the key. Bounce pass right side of the lane. Down low, Lambrecht. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound comes down to Brown. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Jake Fowler. Back to the center of the floor. Moves it down in the corner to Barrett. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside the ring. Can't put up a shot. Down to Fowler to Brown at the free throw line. Dribbles down the lane and a traveling violation. Seven turnovers now at Adams Central. Higgins back into the ball game. Here comes Riley Lambrecht back into the ball game now for Loop City. 35-22 the score. The Patriots with a 13-point lead. Adams Central looking to improve to 8 wins and 2 losses with a victory here tonight. AC will pick up the Red Raiders right at the 10-second line. There's Mitch Higgins with the ball. Higgins stops, goes down in the corner to a Riley Lambrecht. Circles around, takes it in the lane. Fall away jumper, good. Nice shot, Riley Lambrecht for Loop City. He's got 7 points. Red Raiders not rolling over. They're down by 11, 35-24. 3:55 to play here in the third quarter. Here's Blake Overmiller with the ball now. Blake just across the 10-second line, runs the offense, goes over on the wing on the right side to Hunt. Holds the ball high above his head, lobs it inside. That's Brown. His shot is up and in. Matt Brown scoring there for Adams Central. He's now got 4 points in the ballgame, 37-24. Adams Central again leading by 13 points. Here's Higgins with the ball, now to Rasmussen. Rasmussen picked up out there by Overmiller of AC as the Patriots stay man-to-man. Riley Lambrecht has got the ball, dribbles into the lane, stops there, bounce pass out to the top of the key. Jacobowski fakes the three, dribbles down the lane, and now a foul is called. Jacobowski will go to the free throw line for Loop City. A foul is going to go here on Barrett. That's going to be his second. Team foul number one on the Patriots here in the third quarter. And going to the free throw line will be Austin Jacobowski for Loop City. A 64% foul shooter. Jacobowski will have one more. Here comes Lewandowski into the ballgame now. Spotanski checks back out. Paul Henry doing a good job keeping his guys fresh with only 8 guys suited up here tonight for the Red Raiders. Here comes the next shot by Jacobowski. That one is no good. Ball is loose on the baseline. It's picked up by Brown. Brown gets the ball now to Overmiller. Adams Central has got the ball in a 13-point lead as we approach the 3-minute mark here in the third quarter. On the right wing is going to be Hunt. He lobs the ball into the lane. It's going to be deflected out of bounds again. Hunt trying to get the ball inside there to a Matt Brown. Loop City waiting for that ball, and it was tipped out of bounds. So Adams Central will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own hole. Barrett will get things in to Ackerman. Down to Hunt on the wing. He puts it on the floor and retreats back out here in the three-point territory near the 10-second line. Runs the offense again. Overmiller on the wing. Lobs it inside. That's Brown with the ball. Grabs it. Shoots and scores. Matt Brown now with 6 points in the ball game. It's now a 39-39. To Jacobowski deep in the corner. He takes it into the paint. Stops there. Kicks it. Higgins for three. Shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. And a foul is called on the rebound. As Ackerman and Riley Lambrecht battling for the ball there. And Lambrecht's going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his fourth. So Lambrecht now will have to check out. And Cole Lambrecht comes back in there.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships.
I don't know what happened. There's going to be a foul on the rebound here. It's going to go on Adams Central. Personal foul whistled on Blake Overmiller. That's going to be his third. It's 39-24 the score. Adams Central is out on top here. And the Red Raiders will inbound here in backcourt. Now we got to Barrett coming to the sidelines. Looks like maybe his contact got knocked loose here. He's going to have to check out. So 39-24 is the score with 2:05 to play. Brady Lewandowski has got the ball now for Loop City as he comes into the offensive zone. Bounce pass comes over here on the wing to Mitch Higgins. Bounce pass is going to be kicked there by Adam Hunt of Adams Central. So again, Loop City will play things in right in front of the Red Raiders bench. A minute and 56 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's 39-24. Adams Central with a 15-point lead. Jacobowski grabs the ball down the left side of the lane. His running layup is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ackerman, and now we got a traveling violation here in backcourt. Eight turnovers on Adams Central here in the ball. Loop City has got eight. Adams Central is leading by 15 points. It's 39-24 with a minute and 50 seconds to play. We're in the third quarter as Brady Lewandowski will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Jacobowski has got it on the wing. Back down to Lewandowski, brings it up high on the block. Ackerman right on his grill defensively. Bounce pass back out to Jacobowski. Behind the screen, moves it to the left side of the floor. Bounce pass goes back inside. Here's Lewandowski's shot that's going to be no good. Rebound is loose, ball being swatted around, and it's picked up here by Fowler for Adams Central. Down the near sideline to Overmiller, goes for the basket and scores. Fowler gets the assist, Blake Overmiller gets the field goal. It's now a 41-24 ball game. The Patriots out on top by 17 points. Pressure again by Adams Central here in backcourt. There's Brady Lewandowski with the ball to a Brady Rasmussen. Now to Lewandowski across the 10-second line to Jacobowski. Comes over here to Rasmussen on the wing. Shot good. Brady Rasmussen hits his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 6 points, 41-26. Now with a minute to play here in the third quarter. Here's Jake Fowler with the ball, and now we got another whistle here. Now it looks like Cole Lambrecht has come up with an injury. He's going to have to check out. I think he's got a bloody nose or something. He's going to have to immediately head off of the floor here back to the locker room. So Wambrack is out, play is back in. Adams Central will check things in. Blake Overmiller out on top now to Brown. To Hunt down on the corner to Fowler. Bombs it back out to Ackerman at the top of the key. Ackerman swings it left side to Blake Overmiller. Moves it down on the baseline and now retreats back out here beyond the circle. To Jake Fowler down in the corner again to Overmiller. Cross-court pass to Hunt. Out on the wing now. Here's a jumper put up there by Ackerman. No good. The ball tapped out. Ackerman grabs it back. Takes it to the elbow. Wound pass on the near sideline to Overmiller. Out of Fowler. Takes the ball to the hole. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Higgins. Higgins down to a Brady Rasmussen. 20 seconds to play here in the third quarter. And the Red Raiders will go for the final shot here. It's 41-26. They're down by 15 points. Rasmussen with the ball. Goes over to Spotanski, who's back into the ball game. Now to Jacobowski. Jacobowski dribbles against Fowler. We're down to 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Jacobowski has still got it. Now to Spotanski. Shot to be blocked by Hunt. Gets his own ball back, and it's the end of the third quarter. He got the shot away, but that second one was beyond the horn. And the last second shot there was blocked by Adam Hunt of Adams Central. So 3 quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. It's now Adams Central 41 and Loop City 26.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. 41-26, Adams Central after 3 quarters. They've got the lead. So far for AC, Hobson has got 11 points in the ball game. Brady Barrett also in double figures. He's got 10. Brady did not score there in the third quarter. Leading scorer for Loop City so far has been Lewandowski. He's got 9. So it's a 41-26 ball game to begin this fourth and final quarter. Adams Central looking to improve to 8-2 on the season with a victory here tonight. The Red Raiders putting up a fight here. A Class D1 opponent from the Luplan Conference action here. There's a Riley Lambrink. His shot's going to be up there from three. It's going to be no good, but the ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline, and Adams Central will play things in. A Luplan Conference game, although Loup City technically and officially is a Class D1 opponent, but still competing in the Luplan Conference. Got eight guys suited up here tonight against Adams Central, but all eight guys have played a big role in this ball game for the Red Raiders. They're down by 15 points here in the fourth quarter. Adams Central has got the ball. Barrett now on the wing to Ackerman. Brings it back down in the corner to Barrett. Picked up there by Lewandowski. Barrett trying to create a shot. Can't do it. Now to Overmiller. Overmiller comes back out into three-point territory to Ackerman. Down in the corner to Fowler for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Rasmussen. Brady Rasmussen, left-handed dribble. Comes back quickly down in the center of the floor. Kicks it out here to Jacobowski. His shot for three is no good. Rebound picked up on the hop there by Hodson. Hodson gets it back for Adams Central. Now to Barrett. Cranks up a long-range jumper from 15. No good. Rebound Hodson. Follow shot no good. Rebound Ackerman. He's fouling the play. AC doing a good job on the boards there. Now Ackerman will go to the free throw line for two shots as he was mauled in the act of shooting. Ackerman hit a couple of free throws at the end of the third quarter for his only points in the ball game. Personal foul whistled there on Austin Jacobowski of Loup City. That's going to be his second. Ackerman back to the free throw line for Adams Central, and his shot is up there. It's off of the mark, no good. AC is a team hitting just 51% from the free throw line. I'm sure Zach Foster would like to improve that as they head down the stretch here. 45% from the field and 36% from three-point territory for the Patriots. There comes the next shot here by Ackerman. It's up there. That one is going to be short. Rebound is loose in the lane, and it's picked up here by Brady Rasmussen. So Loup City has got the ball, trailing by 15 points in the ballgame, 41-36. Rasmussen gets away, now hands it away to Lambrecht, who hands it away to Jacobowski, now to Rasmussen. Rasmussen takes it into the paint, off-balance shot is good. Tough shot and an off-balance shot there by Brady Rasmussen. He's now got 8 points in the ballgame. Loup City is within 13, 41-28. Adams Central with the ball. Out here is a Barrett. Over on the wing, now gives it away to Fowler. Dribbles right to left across the free throw line. Now to Overmiller. Overmiller backs her on out back near the 10-second line as the Patriots work on their half-court offense here. Here's Overmiller back out to a Jake Fowler, who hands the ball back to a Blake Overmiller. Down to Fowler, free throw line extended left side. Here's Ackerman at the top of the key, lobs it inside to Hodson, turns, and his shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Lambrecht. He clears her out there for the Red Raiders. Back the other way is going to be Lambrecht. His shot is up there. It's good. That's Cole Lambrecht scoring. And now it's a 41-30 ball game as the Red Raiders have scored the first 4 points of this fourth quarter. Now we got a foul call at the other end. Personal foul is going to go on Brady Rasmussen for Loup City. That's going to be his first. And now the Patriots want to call a timeout here. Adams Central wants to call a timeout. 5 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 41, Loup City 30.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Back here in Loup City. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll be back at the Chapman Gymnasium. Hastings St. Cecilia playing Lincoln Christian. It'll be a tough doubleheader for the Hawkettes and the Blue Hawks tomorrow. 3:45 pregame show with head coach John Kyle. 4 o'clock for the girls' game. About 5:30 or so for the boys' game. We'll have all the action on the breeze. You can follow the Adams Central Patriots tomorrow night. Actually, the Hawks tomorrow will be on KHS. We'll have the Patriots tomorrow night on the breeze. Inbounds play comes to a Barrett, and his shot is up and in. Barrett now with 12 points in the ballgame. That's his first field goal of the second half. And Adams Central has now got a 13-point lead, 43-30. Lambrecht with the ball now for Loup City. Comes over here to Lewandowski. His shot for three is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped at Jacobowski. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. We got a foul called. Personal foul going to be called here. It's going to go on Adams Central. Going to the free throw line is going to be Austin Jacobowski. The foul is going to go on Hodson. That's going to be his third. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there. It's going to be no good by Jacobowski. He is now 0 for 3 on free throws tonight. 64% foul shooter in the season. 5:21 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 43-30. Adams Central will lead. Next shot is up there is good by Jacobowski. He's going to check out. Here comes Mitch Higgins back into the ball game now for Loup City. So Adams Central has got the ball and a 12-point lead now at 43-31. Here's Blake Overmiller with the ball to Brady Barrett. Dribble penetration, throws it down in the corner to Fowler. His shot is going to be short. Rebound is loose and it's grabbed here by Mitch Higgins for Loup City. Here come the Red Raiders quickly back the other way. Lambrecht deep in the corner. His shot's going to be no good. Long rebound comes out to Rasmussen. Moves it across the lane now to Higgins. His shot from 12, good. Mitch Higgins scores. He's got 5 points. And again, the Red Raiders not rolling over. 44-33 now. Actually, 43-33 that should be. A 10-point lead for the Adams Central Patriots. Here's Barrett. He finds a seam, takes it to the hole and scores. But just as Loup City had a little momentum there, Brady Barrett kills that as he drives the ball right to the goal and scores. 45-33. The Patriots now with a 12-point lead. There's a Rasmussen with the ball out here to Lewandowski. He drives it down the right side of the lane, puts a man in the air. We got a foul called. Coming down on his back there, it was going to be Overmiller. So Blake picks up his fourth. Nice fake there by Brady Lewandowski. That's going to be only the fourth team foul, however, on the Patriots. Hodson checks out. In there now is going to be Adam Hunt for AC. Loup City will play things in. Lambrecht out here in three-point territory. Angles toward the goal. He's cut off there by Fowler. Bounce pass goes to the left side to Higgins. His bounce pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Brown as he runs it back the other way, all the way, and he loses control of the ball. Just a little bit too fast there as Hunt lost control of the ball. He had a two-on-two break coming back the other way. 4:07 to play here in the fourth quarter, 45-33. Adams Central has got a 12-point lead. Patriots now attacking again in the defensive zone here as Rasmussen comes over here to Lewandowski, brings it across the midcourt stripe now as they set up now offensively. Cole Lambrecht hands it away to Brady Rasmussen. Rasmussen working against Brown out here. There's a Lambrecht. His shot from the elbow is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Adam Hunt. Hunt has got the ball now for Adams Central as he runs her back the other way. 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Hunt dribbles to the free throw line, kicks it out to Fowler. Now Zach Foster says, let's spread the floor here. Now what do we have? We have a personal foul called underneath the hoop. The Patriots are getting set to spread the floor here. We're going to have a personal foul called on Brady Lewandowski. That's going to be his second. So going to the free throw line is going to be Barrett. For Adams Central, he's got 14 points in the ballgame. Barrett with 4 in the second half. This is his first free throw, and his shot is up there. It's good. Barrett, a good foul shooter, 83% for the Patriots. Now 46-33. Adams Central leading by 13. Adams Central had a 15-point lead at halftime, 31-16. Next shot is up there. It is good by Barrett. Barrett now is 16 in the ballgame. And the Adams Central lead is 14, 47-33 with 3.5 minutes to play. And now Loup City wants to call a timeout. Loup City wants to call a timeout here. 3 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 47, Loup City 33.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Finske, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
1230 KHAS.
Well, been a busy week for high school basketball for us here on our network of stations at Plant River Radio. We've got some action coming up throughout the weekend. All heading down, culminating with the girls and boys state high school basketball tournaments down in Lincoln. The girls will be their first weekend in March. The boys will go the second weekend in March. And we'll have action on the way throughout the rest of the winter on our network of stations at Plant River Radio. 47-33 is the score. Adams Central leading by 14 points here. Loup City will play things in after the timeout from Loup City head coach Paul Henry. Red Raiders will play things in. That's Lewandowski looking to get it in. He does. as he gets it to Cole Lambrecht, now to Lewandowski, now to Rasmussen. Adam Central sticking with a man-to-man defense. They've been man all night long. There's Rasmussen, right side of the lane, comes out between the rings, now to Lambrecht. Lambrecht on the dribble, moves it over here on the right side, now to Rasmussen, drives it down the lane. His shot is up there, it's no good, and he draws a personal foul. It's going to go on Barrett. That's going to be his third. And going to the free throw line for Loup City is going to be Brady Rasmussen. He has got 8 points in the ballgame. Rasmussen, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, a 77% foul shooter. Rasmussen eyes the bucket, lets it fly, shot no good. Tell you what, Loup City hit some free throws in this ballgame. A much tighter contest, 47-33 is the score right now. Here comes the next shot, it's up there, and that one is good, so he hits 1 out of 2. And the Adams Central lead is now 13 points again at 47-34. There's a Jake Fowler with the ball for Adams Central. Comes over here to Adam Hunt. Hunt is double-teamed out here near the 10-second line. Hunt is in trouble, and now Zach Foster calls a timeout from the bench. Patriots were trapped here on the near sideline just across the 10-second line, and Zach Foster calls up and or calls the timeout here for Adams Central. We got a break, 2:57 to play in the fourth quarter. Adams Central 47, Loup City 34.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
I'm 47-34. Adams Central has got a 13-point lead. Patriots now have the ball following the timeout from Zach Foster. Now Adams Central does spread the floor here. And we'll see what Loup City wants to do. They have got 17 fouls already, so any foul would send Adams Central to the free throw line. Here's Barrett driving the lane. Now they kick it back out to Overmiller. Overmiller back out near the 10-second line to Fowler. Comes to the near side to Overmiller. Backdoor play. They get the ball to Barrett. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouling the play. Barrett goes tumbling out of bounds there, but he is fouling the play. He's going to go to the free throw line. The personal is going to be called on Riley Lambrecht, and now he fouls out of the ballgame. Riley Lambrecht will leave with 7 points. He fouls out with 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. So now Paul Henry will have to make a substitution here. He's going to have many players to choose from. He's got 8 suited up. Now one's been disqualified on fouls. He'll have to play the rest of the way with 7 players. Barrett to the free throw line. He's got, 16 points in the ball game thus far. 2 out of 2 from the line. He was 2 out of 2 the other night against Sandy Creek. Now he hits that one. That makes the score 48-34. So barring a major collapse here at the end, Adams Central is going to improve to 8 wins and 2 losses on the season. They get ready for St. Paul tomorrow. Next shot is up there. It is good by Barrett. He's now got 18 points. 10 of those in the first half of play. 49-34, Adams Central the lead. Brady Rasmussen driving it down the right side of the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Barrett for AC. Brady has got the ball here, being attacked in backcourt, but they send it to the far side. Jake Fowler now brings it up here for Adams Central. Approaches a 10-second line. Rainbow pass goes down in the corner to Brown. Brown comes out to Overmiller. Back down to the right baseline to Barrett as they got the 4 pretty well covered here. Here's a Fowler out near the 10-second line. Flips away to Overmiller. 1:50 to play here in this fourth quarter. Adams Central with a 14-point lead. Fowler, free throw line extended left side, comes out near the 10-second line again. That's Overmiller with the ball. Blake dribbling with it. Now to Fowler on the far side. Fowler's going to dribble for a while. He's out here in 3-point territory. Hands it away. That's going to be Barrett with the ball. We're down to 1.5 minutes to play. Adams Central still leading by 15. Barrett gets away. Dribbles down the lane. A shot no good. Tip try by Hunt is going to be no good. Rebound is loose and is brought down by Jacobowski. Jacobowski down to Rasmussen. Back the other way for the Red Raiders. That's Rasmussen spinning in the lane. His shot off the window is good. Brady Rasmussen scores. He's got 11, and now head coach Paul Henry calls another timeout. 1:17 to play in the fourth quarter. We've got a break with a score. Adams Central 49, Loup City 36.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Coming up after the game tonight, we'll name our players of the game from our doubleheader here tonight here on 1230 KHAS. And we've got the coaches' post-game show. Adams Central head coach Zach Foster expected to join us here tonight. Then we'll get out of here. Get ready for more basketball tomorrow from the Chapman Gym. Hastings St. Cecilia will take on Lincoln Christian beginning at 4 here on 1230 KHAS, 3:45 pregame. Adams Central will play St. Paul tomorrow night on the Breeze beginning at 5:45 with the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the girls' game and 7:45 for the boys. Adams Central inbound here in backcourt. Loop City attacking back here. Here's Overmiller. They get the ball to Barrett. He's now got a three-on-one. Brack the other way. A shot by Brown is no good, but he's hacked on the arm. Adams Central breaks the pressure nicely that time. They got a three-on-one back the other way. And a foul is going to be called here on Loop City. And going to the free throw line will be Matt Brown for AC. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Lambrecht. That's going to be his fourth. So Matt Brown to the free throw line here. He's got 6 points in the ball game. His first free throw tonight is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. That one is short. Matt will have one more. Had a good game the other night against Sandy Creek. He scored 11 points. Matt toes the mark for his second one. It's up there. That one is good. So he hits one out of two free throws, and the Adams Central lead is back up to 14 points at 50-36. As we approach the one-minute mark, here's Rasmussen. His long-range three is put up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Long rebound. We got a foul called. A personal foul going to be called here. It's going to go on Lewandowski again of Loop City. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 10 on the Red Raiders. So he walked to the other end of the floor, and this will be a two-shot opportunity for Barrett. Barrett's got 18 in the ball game. He's hit all four of his free throws, and he'll have two more chances here. As they're over the 10-foul limit now, the shot is up there. It is good. Barrett had 21 the other day against Sandy Creek. He averages 16 in the season. 51-36, a minute to play here in this contest. And now head coach Zach Foster making some late substitutions here. See, Mark Brown is back into the ball game. Here's Barrett. His second one is up there. It is good. Here comes Lathan Schmidt into the ball game now for Adams Central. Here comes Ryan Bruna in there. So Adams Central going to go to 8 wins and 2 losses on the season as they get ready for the St. Paul Wildcats tomorrow night. 52-36, under a minute to play now here in the ball game. Here comes Rasmussen with the ball for the Loop City Red Raiders, the Jacobowski. Not a Lewandowski. Thought about the three. Now he does. The three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. Rasmussen grabs it. Shot up and in. Rasmussen scores there for Loop City. Gets the offensive board and puts it back down to the hole. We got another timeout here from Loop City. Now with 43 seconds to play in the ballgame, we'll take another break with a score. Adams Central 52, Loop City 38.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch, helping you be safe, sound, and secure. Just one more way, Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
I don't know if Paul Henry, the head coach of Loop City, is looking for the bottle of Genie or what, but there's 43 seconds to play in the ballgame, and the Patriots are up by 14 points. It's 52-38. AC will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Lathan Schmidt will get things in. That's Adam Hunt with the ball. Double team here in backcourt. He's going to be fouled in the play. And Hunt will now trot to the free throw line at the other end. One guy has already fouled out here for Loop City. That was Lambrecht back at the 225 mark. Rasmussen just picks up his second personal foul. And Hunt will go to the free throw line now for AC. He's got 7 points in the ball game, all seven in the first half. Hunt, just a 33% foul shooter in the season. He puts it up there, and the shot is good. Adam Hunt will have one more. That makes the score 53-38 in favor of the Patriots. Hunt will have one more shot here for Adams Central, a 6'3" senior, as he throws it up there. The shot is good. End of the ball game now will be Derek Shuck. Coming out is going to be Adam Hunt. 39 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Adams Central leading by the score of 54-38. And now coming into the ball game as well for Adams Central, Zach Foster going to clear the bench. Alex Keller is going to come in here. We got guys checking in. It's not on our official roster. Some JV guys checking in there for AC with 39 seconds to play here in the basketball game. The Patriots leading by a score of 54-38. Here comes Loop City. That's Rasmussen driving the ball to the basket. His shot is up and in. Just took it down the right side of the lane, and Banks went in off of the window. He's got 15 in the ball game. Adams Central now leading by a score of 54-40. There's a Tyler Kierkegaard with the ball now for Adams Central. They get it across the 10-second line. Moving down in the corner as Adams Central spreads the floor here again. We're down to 15 seconds to play, and AC going to walk out of here with a win here tonight. Alex Keller has got the ball as he hangs on to it. Keller gets away, dribbles inside the three-point circle, and now to Tyler Kierkegaard. Here's Alex Keller with 1 second. That's the ball game as time expires, and Adams Central is going to win the ball game here tonight by 14 points. So a great effort by an undermanned Loop City basketball team here tonight, but Adams Central prevails. They got to a 15-point lead by halftime at 31-16, and they win it by 14. The final score, Adams Central 54, Loop City 40. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered health care focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, a tradition of respect.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so Adams Central wins it tonight here in boys high school basketball. Final score, the Patriots 54 and Loop City 40. Adams Central led 13-10 after the first quarter, and then they scored the first 13 points of the second quarter to kind of take control of the ball game. Got out to a 26-10 lead. It was 31-16 at halftime here tonight, 41-26 after three, and the Patriots go on to win tonight by a score of 54-40. Brady Barrett ends up being the high man here tonight for AC. He scores 20 points in the ball game, 10 in the first half, 10 in the second half. All right, so again, Brady Barrett scores 20 points in the ball game for Adams Central. Christian Hansen with 11 points. The other scores for AC, Adam Hunt had 9. Matt Brown had 7 points here tonight. The other scorers for AC, Jake Fowler had 3, Blake Overmiller had 2, and Jesse Ackerman had 2 points in the ball game tonight. Adams Central hitting 13 out of 18 from the free throw line, unofficially only 8 turnovers in the basketball game. Loop City hit 5 out of 10 from the line tonight. They were led by Brady Rasmussen. He had 15. Brady Lewandowski had 9. Riley Lambrack had 7. Mitch Higgins had 5. Cole Lambrack had 3. Austin Jacobowski had 1 point. But the Patriots win it tonight by the score of 54-40 over Loop City. Adams Central is now 8-2 on the season. They will get ready for the St. Paul Wildcats tomorrow night. Loop City drops to 6 wins and 5 losses. The NAC wins it tonight by 14, 54-40 over Loop City. Stick around. We've got the players of the game coming up in the coaches' post-game show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
All right, back here in Loop City, Adams Central sweeps the doubleheader here tonight in girls and boys activity. The Adams Central girls winning tonight by a score of 43-39, and the boys picking up a 54-40 victory over the Red Raiders. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Haley Rader leading the way for AC on the offensive side for AC in the girls game, scoring 19 points in the ball game. Patriots also got a good performance tonight from Cheyenne Gotch. Sydney Niemeyer hits the last 4 points in the ball game for Adams Central. Final margin of victory for the Patriots here tonight at 43-39. The Adams Central boys, Brady Barrett leads the way. He had 20 points. Christian Hansen had a good day inside. He scores 11 points and grabs a bushel basket full of rebounds. Well, the Patriots will come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Our players of the game tonight for Adams Central. First of all, Kaylee Rader, our player of the game for the girls. Rader comes up with 19 points in the ball game. She's been averaging 6 on the season. She had 5 3-pointers in the ball game tonight, a couple of 2-point field goals, scores 11 in the first half and 8 more in the second half. So Kaylee Rader is going to be our player of the game for the Adams Central girls tonight. And for the Adams Central boys, Brady Barrett again leads the way for the Patriots offensively. 20 points in the ball game, 10 in the first half of play, 10 more in the second. He was 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. Barrett hitting 1 3-pointer in the contest tonight. Had 5 2-point field goals and came up with 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. Brady Barrett, our player of the game for the Adams Central boys, and Kaylee Rader for the Adams Central girls as the Patriots sweep a doubleheader here tonight from the Red Raiders of Loup City. Stick around. The coaches' postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the Coach's Postgame Show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Finske, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
All right, back here in Loup City, waiting for Zach Foster to make his way back out of the locker room, down the hallway and around the corner, and back into our gymnasium here at Loup City. Adams Central wins it here tonight by the score of 54-40 over Loup City. AC led 13-10 at the end of the first quarter, 31-16 at halftime, 41-26 after three. And again, the final margin of victory, 14 points. AC wins it tonight by a score of 54-40. As the Patriots will improve to 8 wins and 2 losses on the season, they will get ready for the St. Paul Wildcats tomorrow night. Meanwhile, the Red Raiders out of Loup City, they dropped to 6 wins and 5 losses. They will play Shelton coming up next Tuesday. But again, Brady Barrett leading the way for Adams Central. He had 20 points in the ball game tonight, 10 in the first half and 10 more in the second. Christian Hodson had 11 points for AC. Patriots played a pretty solid basketball game here tonight as they have stretched their winning streak now to 2 games. Actually, 3 games. They picked Sandy Creek earlier this week. Grand Island Northwest in the consolation game of the Minden Holiday Tournament. They picked up their third straight win tonight over Loup City, 54-40. We'll take our break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Voderstrauss, and Fred Calabro will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
So our high school basketball coverage coming up tomorrow. We will have Hastings St. Cecilia here on 1230 KHIS. The Hawks will play Lincoln Christian at the Chapman Gymnasium. We'll have the game beginning with a pregame show at 3:45, 4 o'clock for the girls game, with the boys to follow at 5:30. We'll have the games here on 1230 KHIS. Adams Central tomorrow night will be on the air on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, as AC will take on St. Paul, 5:45 for the pregame, 6 o'clock for the girls' game, 7:45 for the guys. We'll have the action on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Hastings High on the road tomorrow playing at Lexington beginning at 3:30. Also, Nebraska basketball coming up tomorrow. The Huskers will play at Illinois, men's play on the Breeze with an airtime at 11 o'clock for the pregame, 12:05 for the tip-off tomorrow. The Nebraska women will play on Sunday on the Breeze against the Iowa Hawkeyes beginning at 2:45 with a tip-off at 3 o'clock. So, final scores again. It was Adams Central girls winning over Loup City 43-39. The Adams Central boys winning over Loup City by the score of 54-40. That'll do it from Loup City here tonight. From my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Loup City.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Incorporated.